you know, we did play other places, but Bookies was always my favorite. And I was smart enough to book Halloween for a boner show. So by the time Halloween night had rolled around, like, all these Detroit bands had begged to be on the bill. You know, like, well, I can't pay you, you know, whatever. And we got ripped off, of course, by Bookies anyways. But we did a couple hundred people. That was the time I did the Flying Nun. So that was one of the things where, you know, a lot of the money that we made, most of the money, went to pay for pulleys and airplane wire, which was really expensive before they were making stuff in China. Yeah, I'll probably getting mesothelioma or whatever they call it from digging around in that dirty attic and sawing the because I didn't have the pulley lined up right, so it kind of sawed through the old 1920s deco plaster, which I'm sure was loaded with asbestos, even though the place burnt to the ground. It was so dirty and dank. I don't think anybody had been up there in years and years and years. And the Flying Nun thing never worked because I was stupid enough to use my friends and the bouncers to hold me up in the air. And all he wanted to do was kill me. So wham into the ceiling, bam into the floor. I think I've wised up not to use friends for anything, especially where your life's involved or you could get hurt. So I'll always use enemies or strangers.